Well, welcome everyone. It is lovely to see so many beautiful faces here. For those of you who I haven't met yet, my name is Liz and I am the Youth Minister here at St. Alfred's. Tonight we are continuing our series in Hope, and tonight I'll be talking about Firm Till the End. But I need to start by telling you something. I'm holding out for a hero. A hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong, he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero until the morning light. He's got to be sure, and it's got to be soon, and he's got to be larger than life. I wonder if any of you know these wonderful words from Bonnie Tyler. And I want to start by asking you a question, and no, it is not who is your hero. But it is, what is it that you hold out until the end for? We are reminded throughout the Bible that we need to be ready. We are called to be ready and waiting for the return of our great High King. I wonder if this holding out for this moment is like running a marathon, waiting for that finish line to appear, to get that last boost of adrenaline to make it across that finish line, even though our bodies are tired, starting to collapse. I wouldn't know, I've never been silly enough to run a marathon. But what about weightlifters? Training harder and harder to lift weights. Come competition day, it's make or break, literally for some. They have to hold that bar firm until the end. Their biggest competition is themselves. Or what about long, boring drives? For me, it's a 2-hour drive to Shepparton. Try and do this when you're busting to go to the toilet during COVID lockdowns and you have a strict permit which says that you can't stop anywhere. I held firm to the end of that trip. Some of you may not know this, on a more serious note, that I'm currently completing a placement at Austin Hospital within the spiritual care department. Throughout my visitations with patients, I have been challenged to constantly think about what and where I find my hope. I'm meeting with patients who have had horrible accidents, who are separated from their families, who are unsure of a diagnosis, or who are struggling to come to terms with a diagnosis. And although I may not be having conversations around their religious beliefs, I am still challenged in understanding how I may hold firm till the end in these situations if the tables were reversed. I hope that I would be able to find my hope to stand firm in my faith, whatever the situation. Finding hope in a diagnosis, in a situation that is life-changing, it can be hard. Well, tonight we are looking at seeking hope and standing firm until the end. And this is something that we are reminded about during Advent. But this doesn't happen just during Advent. This is something that we need to think about and be actively doing all year round. These two passages read to us tonight give us hope to hold firm until the end. We need to hold out for our hero to return. He is sure. It will be in God's timing, and he is larger than life. As Christians, we are constantly reminded of the return of Christ. It's in our liturgy from the Apostles' Creed when we declare that Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, or even in communion we may say, Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. But while we wait, We are reminded that we are to listen to Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and Titus 2. These two passages remind us that we are called to say no to ungodliness and yes to the gifts of God. These are the two points that we will be looking at tonight. So firstly, we are called to say no to ungodliness, as per Titus 2:12, and no to worldly passions, to be self-controlled, upright, and godly in our living, because we have hope in the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. That hope that saves us and redeems us from all the wickedness, purifying for himself a people that are his and doing what is good. The passage from Titus reminds us of the grace that sustains us. It's a saving grace. It's never at stake. It's never at risk and never up for grabs. Never failing, ever present, ever giving. It is infinite, inexhaustible, tireless, faithful, dependable, trustworthy, providing, protecting, guiding, transforming, rescuing, delivering, powerful and wise. It is a grace that is loving, patient, comforting, correcting, tender, kind, gentle, never impatient, never disgusted, never irritated, never condemning. It is always forgiving, always reconciling, always restoring, redeeming, saving grace. You and me and you, all of us together, are Christians only by God's grace. We can stand firm until the end because it is the Holy Spirit who has confirmed in us exactly what the gospel means for us. And it is the Holy Spirit who sustains us and empowers us. We can trust God. He has not broken a promise to us, and there is no reason for us not to trust him. God has proven to us over and over again that he will remain with us. Secondly, we are called to say yes to the gifts God has given us, because it is ultimately God who enriches us. We should eagerly be seeking out godly and faithful lives, just as Paul reminds us to. To begin with, we are called to look at actively serving and sharing. If you still have your Bibles open, if you bookmark them with your finger, open to 1 Corinthians 1:1 to 9. Verses 7 and 8 remind us not just to sit around and wait for Jesus to return. So what can we actively do to serve him, to share in the hope that we have? Well, as verse 7 tells us, do not lack in any spiritual gifts. Instead, we are urged to continue to glorify God and the work for the kingdom, to be blameless on the day of judgment. There are so many hard moments that we are faced with. The hard moments between the already and not yet. The hard moments in a world gone bad. Hard moments when temptation seduces. Hard moments when bodies are weak and minds are tired. Hard moments when friends promise but betray. Hard moments with unexpected difficulty and surprises. Hard moments when discouragement blinds our vision. Hard moments when sin rules our heart. Hard moments with so many things that are broken. Hard moments, but we are not alone. Hard moments, yet we are never left to our own limited resources. Hard moments in our hands become hard moments of amazing grace. It is important to remember that we are human. We all make mistakes, and there is no doubt about that. But Jesus' death and resurrection is what is our saving grace, because we have a relationship with the Father through the Son. We are able to be forgiven, to seek God's kingdom freely in every aspect of our lives until the day he returns. Come, Lord Jesus, come. So as we are saying no to our ungodliness and yes to the gifts that God has given us, there are a few things that can help us along our way as we stand firm until the end. Saying no in the face of ungodliness and remembering that our reward is greater than anything that we can imagine here on earth. In the face of difficulty and hard moments, we need to say no. This is how we can trust and obey God and his faithfulness to us. We are called to say yes, yes to actively serving, sharing our faith and the good news with others. Whether this is in the capacity of your workplace, school, uni, ministry groups, or wherever you have been called. Stand strong and hold out for your hero until the morning light. He will be fresh for that fight. He will be sure, and he will be larger than life. This is a lot of information, and it can be overwhelming. Just like a marathon runner or a weightlifter, they have their end goals. They know what's coming and when it's coming. They stand firm to their end as it is in sight. So what does that mean for us as we navigate blindly until the end? Well, we know what this means for us. We know that it will either be when God decides to send his Son or when we die and go to be home with the Lord. But we can seek encouragement. Encouragement from one another, because we are all in this together. We, as a family of Christ, are all here waiting and holding firm till the end. We are not running this marathon or lifting these weights alone. We have one another beside us as we wait and use our gifts as we serve God. May this be our encouragement, and may we continue to be an encouragement to others as we hear our calling to hold firm until the end. Amen.